Organic Vibes with DJ Eno.
Should not have 160,000 vacant homes. Like, I'm driven by this desire and passion to make the world better, and I get so upset and frustrated when I see inequality and social injustice.
So about 1 in 6 people who are working today in Ireland are still living in poverty.
12,259 people in this state now live in emergency accommodation, a new record on your watch, Taoiseach. As we speak, there are 3,594 children who are in emergency accommodation in this state. And of course, we know that the real homeless figure is much higher.
Protesters out in Dublin today raised the roof on the worsening housing and homelessness crisis.
Her children don't know the landlord is selling up, and they face being homeless again, having previously lived in a hotel room.
I was there for 14 months. I had myself, my husband, and my 4 kids.
Are you beginning to feel a little bit worried?
A young teacher who come to me and have said they can no longer afford the rent here in Dublin. They've had to move in with their siblings. They're living on couches. This is the reality, unfortunately.
They have to be out of their home by the end of next week. And after months of looking for a new place, today is the first viewing, and they say they're getting desperate.
People in their 20s, people in their 30s, 40s, 50s even, who are stuck in housing they can't afford. They feel hopeless. I've been shocked how people actually feel ashamed about their housing situation. They feel somehow their fault.
Do you want the job or don't you?
Very obvious problems that we're facing in Ireland to do with dereliction and vacant buildings.
If the streets are not safe for ordinary people, that is unacceptable.
Young people living in hostels, without hope, without homes. Young people, our primary school children, without a home. It's absolutely scandalous.
The amount of money, you know, that has basically been siphoned out of the country through corruption. The amount of people that were taken off their tracker mortgages. The amount of corruption that is endemic and systemic.
I think Ireland is a great case study of poor policy implementation.
This is an outrage. You hear an outrage. Nothing on earth will move me from this stage.
Oh, I want to die.
There's no phone line to rat out bankers. Not the professional classes. It's not those people that essentially are trying to kick you out of your home with a vulture funds. It's the other guy, the bus driver, the guy in labour, the other guy that's in the same job as you are, because the working classes compete for resources, and he knows that. And as long as you're looking at your neighbour and thinking that your neighbour is the one that's dealing you out of it, you're not looking at the banker, and it's your taxes. And it's not people that are basically funneling them out of the country. It's this bloke in a tracksuit. But it wasn't blokes in tracksuits that were on the country, it was blokes in suits.
Say it loudly and proudly. Fuck you.
Over.
Lies, praise. can hear noises through the walls. I can hear footsteps down the hall.
What is there?
In the middle of the night, I woke up by a blinding light. I could hear your mama call, but we didn't care. And I said, I can't hear boys in the girls' room, hear girls in the boys' room, running around. I can't hear girls in the boys' room, hear boys in the girls' room, running around. And what will happen when we're gone? That's a good question. Will you remember how we were? I hope so. Change your life, change your heart. Get ready for a brand new start. It doesn't matter where you go. I want you everywhere. And I said, I can hear boys in the girls' room, hear girls in the boys' room, running around. I can hear girls in the boys' room, hear boys in the girls' room.
This is Radioactive International. You're listening to Organic Vibes with Eno here. We started this edition of the programme with Meryl Streak. The tune was called The Beginning, and that's taken from his 2024 album, Songs for the Deceased, which is out on Venn Records. Following Meryl Streak, it was music from Kate Ferris, from a recording on Roots Garden Records out of Brighton from 2013, and the tunes were Blaze Bright and Just One Dub, both featuring Manasseh. And after those, it was Baba Stilts and OK Kaya from Sweden, from their newly released EP, Blurb, and the tune was called Boys in the Girls' Room. Well, on this edition of Organic Vibes, I'm going to be reviewing a publication called Visual Arts News Sheet for January-February 2025, but that's later in the programme. Continuing on now with a track from Emma Jean Thackeray from her forthcoming album called Weirdo, which is due for release in April on the Brownswood Recordings label. And Emma Jean Thackeray is a jazz musician, producer, band leader and DJ. And this track is called Black Hole and it features Reggie Watts. Welcome along.
Back home,
chicken and buffet. Ain't giving back black hole, blue hole.
A black hole off the spat, moon and the big can't pull me out. A black hole off the spat, moon and the big can't pull me out. A black hole off the spat, moon and the big can't pull me out. Black hole.
To let you know about a gig coming up on Saturday the 8th of March in the Bernard Shaw, Glasnevin. It's Rub-A-Dub Hi-Fi meets the Omega. And it says on the blurb, Rub-A-Dub meets the Omega with a top-class lineup of Ireland's best female reggae performers to celebrate International Women's Day. Kicking things off from 7 p.m, we run the dance till 3 a.m. and admission is €15. The proceeds are all going to Women's Aid. So that's something to look forward to. I'll just remind you yet again, it's Rub-A-Dub Hi-Fi meets the Omega at the Bernard Shaw, Saturday the 8th of March. So go along to that. And speaking of Rub-A-Dub, this next track is called My Baby Loves Rub-A-Dub. It's a new single out on La Panchita Records from Spain, and the artist is Mata. On Radioactive International, you're listening to Organic Vibes with Eno here at the controls.
My baby loves rub-a-dub. When in the night we dance in the floor, drum on the bass still down in the club, because my baby loves rub-a-dub. All night long in the club, midnight and everybody move on rogue. International dope plate and local. Some of them a drink and some of them smoke. Smoke. My baby loves rub-a-dub. My baby loves
music from Istanbul, Turkey, from an artist called Gaysu Akyol. I think I got that pronounced right. And the tune from her is Epsi Kafunda Memur Bed, or in English, It's All in My Head, Officer. And it's out now on Glitterbeat Records.
Her şey belirsiz, her şey şaşırtıcı. Yıldızlar ve gezegen simülasyonun bir parçası. Sen ben zihnimde varoluş izafi. Aşkı meşki boş ver, hepsi kafamda memur. Herkese felaket, tellalı ve yallahıyla kasten cinayet. Ellerimde şarjör, cigaram vidanjör. İstanbul'daki fırt, hepsi kafamda memur. Hey, hey, hey, hey. Thank you.
like it used to be with me.
Below me is Jay Mascus, brand new single out on Sub Pop Records. It's called Breathe. And before that, it was Gay Sue Akyol with Hepsi Kafunta Memoir Beg, or It's All in My Head, Officer. And that's also new out for 2025 on Glitter Beat Records. For this edition of Organic Vibes, I'm reviewing Visual Artists News Sheet, the January-February edition for 2025. And rather than go through the magazine, I've decided just to pick out one article that really was very poignant for me. And I think for anyone who has gone through or is going through a battle with cancer, specifically breast cancer, will find this of interest, and I'm going to read it out. This article is called Mammary Mountain. It's on page 14 of the Visual Artists News Sheet for January and February 2025, and this is by Tara Beoth Mooney. Tara Beoth Mooney discusses her immersive virtual reality artwork, which premiered at the Venice International Film Festival. Mammary Mountain 2024 is a culmination of the experience of the expedition of breast cancer treatment. It holds the testimonies of seven women and one man at its core, and is placed in an other world, created by a team of artists and participants to make sense of the realm one is cast into while undergoing treatment and its after effects. The interactive artwork is a collaboration between myself, that's Tara Beoth Mooney, artist and researcher Camille Baker, digital media artist and creative technologist Mafch Alvarez, and seven survivors of breast cancer. Mammary Mountain is manifested as an immersive virtual reality, or VR, animation. Throughout the piece, these testimonials convey the messiness, the surprise, and the disintegration of self while witnessing the body undergo radical change. They collectively expose the difficulty of living well during and after breast cancer treatment and highlight the individuality of personal trauma. Just as a cancer tumour is created within the sinews and fleshy mass of our bodies, so too, each tumour is our own, thriving within the body's ecosystem. We have made the piece as a counter-narrative to the military language of battle and the overly branded pink ribbon culture that dominates the discourse around breast cancer. In her memoir, The Undying, published by Farrar, Straus and Guro in 2019, Anne Boyer exposes some of this language, which is reserved for those recounting a hero's journey of survivors, circumscribing the kinds of emotions women with breast cancer can express. My impulse as an artist while going through the experience was to enter into the viscerality denied to us by current medical systems. Being anaesthetised meant that I was in darkness, although the body and psyche registered what was happening. My conscious self was left nursing a black, swollen right breast, bandaged and trussed up. I wondered what violence had taken place. So I drew. I drew topographies of the body as stagnant, landless land. When anxious, the scar sears itself through my body like a red-hot lance. Lance is an old German term for land or territory, fitting for the body I am now, which feels separate. Both land and body fall into a category of the unfamiliar and estranged. I drew tumours as creatures with voracious appetites. I drew endless broken things to understand who I was becoming in the brokenness. I recorded the 273 steps that I travelled each day along the same path, to be placed and subsequently burned deeply between the three target points tattooed upon my breastbone and underarms. I wrote about the instruments used to discover the little Barnack beast, the same methods employed to monitor the heartbeat of a fetus during pregnancy. My embryo was a dark and mutant thing. There are days when my right breast tingles with my mother's laugh, her memory, a painful and joyous reminder of my ancestry. At some point during the early 60s, my mother found herself in a doctor's surgery in Limerick, assisting in the radial surgery of her mother's lumpectomy. As her carer, my mother was asked to hold a steel bowl under her mother's bosom, numbed by a local anaesthetic that captured fluids, blood, and eventually the hacked-out tumour. My grandmother never spoke of that again. Women were often placed in the role of bearing silent witness around care and trauma, roles which were rarely vocalised. My mother never recovered from that experience. The severing of breasts from their hinterland, the silence around the wounding and disfiguration, could almost be normalised within current surgical procedures. In some ways, I feel lucky that I was not subjected to watching my own lumpectomy, which happened under the veil of anaesthetic. But I also question the violence of the act, and how the body and soul fiercely compensate. Within the dialogue of Mamre Mountain, grief presents itself quietly and anonymously. One of the participants makes a connection between breasts and sex, and realises that they had not thought about this until long after their treatment had finished. It is only now that they can visit scenes of that loss. Another makes a comparison between the loss of the breast and the scooping of an ice cream. Do we need to find metaphors that lessen the horror of gouging out leftover tissue and flesh after a tumour has been extricated? Where does the sense of self concentrated in the mass of tissue, muscle, nerves and flesh fall? The aftermath of the experience left many of the participants in a state of free fall as they were released from the system back into some form of abnormal normality, in which their former selves exist only in memory as ghosts. And the article finishes there. Tara Beoth Mooney is an interdisciplinary artist based in Leitrim, and she has a website, that's Tara Beoth, TaraBaoth .wordpress.com. And if you want to get a copy of the visual artist's news sheet for January and February 2025, go along to the Project Art Centre in Dublin. That's where I got my copy. Look out for it. It's free. Like everything on Radioactive International, it's free.
Extra, extra. Read all about it. Extra, extra. Extra, extra. Read all about it. Extra, extra.
The music you're hearing now is Alpha and Omega featuring Prince David, taken from Alpha and Omega's 2017 album One by One, which was released by Steppas Records, and the track is called Poor Man's Style.
This is the poor man's style. concrete jungle. We spread the truth and right. Yeah, I'm gonna give up the fight. Yeah, this is the poor man's style. Rough and tough in this here concrete jungle. We spread the truth and right. Yeah, I'm gonna give up the fight. If the blood make it run, the fire make it burn. It's a wicked Babylon will fall. Them hide the truth, them use and then refuse. Them want to keep us in a this year starvation. What a kind of future in the exploiter's land. Rise against them slavery and fulfill your plan. Liberation is the only solution. And education, the children's salvation. Say, this is the poor man's style.
From Guadeloupe.
Jungle.
This is a taster from her debut album to be released later this month on the Heavenly Sweetness label. The album is called Facade, and this track is called Sango. On Radioactive International, you're listening to Organic Vibes with Eno here at the controls.
Baba,
bloqué, pas perdu fait qu'à y monter ou que fin t'a brillé. Voyez, voyez, nous pas qu'à voyer gauche et qui pas capoter. Voyez, voyez, nous pas qu'à voyer gauche et qui pas capoter.
Organic Vibes, we've got music from Uganda, from Ale Hop and Titi Barkarta. From their album Mapam Bazuko, this is a title track, Mapam Bazuko, recorded in Uganda, and it's out now on the Nyagi Tapes label.
Thank you. Organic Vibes with DJ Eno.
Once loved a Frenchy girl, the fairest in the land. Her name was Mary Jane, as you might understand. I love this girl with all my heart, she had such a winning way. So around her waist my arms I placed, and this is what she said. Oh, take away your arms, love, you know it's all in vain. And if you don't, I surely won't go out with you again. And if you really love me, oh, please take me be. And stop off your teeth, clean, you tormenting me. Then I took her for a walk one night, as any lovers do. And as we walked sure side by side, she said she would be true. I took her to a shady spot, a weeping willow tree. And around her waist my arms I placed, and then she said to me, oh, take away your arms, love, you know it's all in vain. And if you don't, I surely won't go out with you again. And if you really love me, oh, please leave me be. So stop up your tickling, your torment to me. Then I took her up to Dublin town to dress her up, you see. I brought her into Clary's and put her on my knee. She said, now John, don't do that, as the people will all see. So around her waist my arms I placed, and then she said to me, oh, take away your arms, love, you know it's all in vain. And if you don't, I surely won't go out with you again. And if you really love me, oh, please leave me be. And stop off your tickling, you're tormenting me. And then came the happy day, the day that we were wed. Her eyes outshone the midnight stars that sparkled overhead. To our ivy cottage by the sea, we were off to make our plans. So around her waist my arms I placed, and then she said to me, oh, put your arms around me, love, as we settled down for life. With a turf fire on the earthen floor to brighten our dear life, and the kettle boiling on the turf and tea and cake galore, we're happier than we ever were in our Rickland days of yore.
Recorded sometime in the 1920s or 30s, that was Dan Sullivan's Shamrock Band, based in Boston in the United States, and the track was called Tickling Mary Jane, and that's taken from an album of reissued material released on Topic Records from 1979, entitled Dan Sullivan's Shamrock Band, Classic Recordings of Irish Traditional Music in America. And before that, it was Ale Hop and Titi Bacarta with Mapam Bazuko, and that's taken from their album of the same name, Mapam Bazuko, recorded in Uganda, and it's out now on the Nyagi Tapes label. I'm hopefully going to play more tracks from that in future editions of the programme. Well, we've come to the end of this edition of Organic Vibes. If you want to get playlist information for this edition of Organic Vibes and others I've made for Radioactive International, go to my website, that's dj-eno.blogspot.com. And for the final track, we're going back to Meryl Streak from his 2024 album, Songs for the Deceased, which is out on Venn Records. This track is called If This Is Life. Thanks very much for listening.
I wanna own a gas for the sea. I don't wanna see if dreams can be made. I wanna grow pale and count snails in the back. Loud mountain stain stabbing my back. I wanna draw pictures and make a living. I don't wanna see what real life is about. And if this is life, then I don't want it. This is life, then I don't want it. Yeah!
I do feel blessed for what I got. I shed out the back and that says a lot. I wanna see affordable rent with no blood-sucking landlords about. And I wanna have a chance to live with none of you about. I'd see none of these again and that's the crack. This is life, then I don't want it. Yeah, I wanna never drink again, like so many around me fail to do. It's a sad state of affairs when this is how you spend your time. Realistic morbid thinking followed by FBI files and a 2 milligram dose of paranoia to get me asleep. You can't change what's not broken. To pass away my blues, the most silent thing I do is have 3 sugars in a decaf tea. And needless to say, I do feel blessed with what I got. It's shed out the back, and that says a lot.
Nine-year-olds are living at home with their parents. Policy decision after bad policy decision. It's the number one thing. It's the thing people need to take their power, need to raise their voice. It won't change unless the young generation really stand up.
I want to live a life over 50, like so many around me fail to do. And if this is life, then I don't want it.